My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Moss Show, where we discuss what I call the decentralized revolution. That's my name. I say it each and every week. If you've been tuning in for any amount of time, then you have heard me say that over and over. And you might ask yourself, what does he mean by this decentralized revolution? Like, what is he talking about? I'm not even sure what that means. Is this some like technical term or whatever? Well, don't worry. You have good luck, because today I'm going to break this down for you, and we're going to look at it today because we're literally seeing this happen right before our very eyes right now today, and it's accelerating really, really fast. Now, you probably are seeing some of this stuff going on around the world, or maybe you're not seeing it because mainstream media isn't covering it, but don't worry, I got your back. I'm going to make sure you know about it, and hopefully, you know, I can't cover everything in this short period of time. What I hope is that this opens up your mind enough and invokes enough curiosity, and you can go do your own research. Don't just blindly believe everything you hear. Feel free to challenge it. Go do your own research. Look at both sides of the information to come up with something that you understand. But I'm going to break down in context of what's going on in the world today, craziness. And like I said, maybe you're not seeing how crazy it is because most of mainstream media is not reporting on it. And then I'm going to show you how all of this craziness that looks like the world is breaking apart, I'm going to show you how history has predicted this. And we knew this was going to happen right now in 2022, and 2023, and 2024, and 2025. And we knew that. We could have told you this hundreds of years ago. It's not because of black swan events. This was predicted. And it also tells us what comes next. And that's what I'm calling the decentralized revolution. And so it's when I talk about my show and I say I'm helping you bring context to politics, finance, and technology, because you have to understand what's going on in this world through this historical context. And when you do, things will start making much more sense. So I'm going to break down this decentralized revolution for you in context of what's going on in the world right now today. Absolute craziness. It's not really good, so I'm going to warn you in advance that what we're seeing is not good stuff. It doesn't bring me any joy or happiness. But it does give me hope for the future, because history has predicted this and it predicts what comes next, and the future is bright. So it's not all doom and gloom. We are seeing doom and gloom today, but it doesn't end that way. You know, what do you say? I mean, there's a million cliches, right? Like you got to break a few eggs to make a cake or something, right? Or like a butterfly has to go through their, you know, ugly caterpillar stage cocoon to come up with a butterfly. So unfortunately, we need stress in order to grow as humans, right? We have to break our muscles down in order to grow our muscles. The only way to build patience is to wait. And so we need stress. And the world is going through massive amounts of stress, but I believe it comes out better on the other side. So you're listening to The Mark Moss Show. We talk about the decentralized revolution. We talk about it. We talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, which gives us the decentralized technology that's going to help us usher in this world. But the whole world's going to change. It's changing right now before our very eyes. Everybody knows that. Everybody sees it. So I'm going to break that down for you today. You're in luck. So let's start with, what do I talk about? History has predicted this. Well, think about it in this frame. So humans, we progress, right? 300 years ago, the whole world was dirt. We had no skyscrapers. We had no spaceships. We had no satellites. We basically lived on farms and grew our own food and made our own clothes and did everything ourselves about 300 years ago. So as much as progress has moved, like exponentially, most people think of it happening linear, like one step in front of another, but it actually moves exponentially. But as much as it's moved exponentially, massive leaps and bounds forward, as much as it's changed, the more things actually stay the same. So within that massive movement up, and we're moving up and to the right, if you can visualize that, the more that we do that, but things repeat within them. And part of the reason why we repeat is because of humans, because of human nature, and we're predictable. And there's different cycles within that. And I'm not going to dig super deep into this. If you'd like to know more about this, I've spent hours talking about this on my YouTube channel. You can just search Mark Moss Cycles, and you'll find all the videos on that on YouTube. But to kind of frame this up a little bit, so humans are somewhat predictable throughout our life. Most people, not everybody, there's outliers, of course, but the majority of people, especially in the developed world, are pretty predictable, like in their spending habits, for example. So around 20, 25, you start your career, you start making money, you start spending money, most people. Then into your 30s, you're getting married and you're having kids, so you're spending more money. By the time you're in your 40s, you're at your peak spending, you've been in your career for 20 years, your kids are older. You have bought your bigger house, your cars, your peak spending, and then your kids move out, they go to college, your spending drops down, and by 60, 65, you're retiring and you're downsizing your house. And that's just an oversimplification, but you understand most people in the developed world follow that kind of trajectory model. But we also have bigger cycles, so we have like 80-year cycles, and these are like generational theory. You might have heard of something called the fourth turning. I believe Tony Robbins just put a video on YouTube talking about the fourth turning. I haven't watched it personally, but a lot of people sent it to me because I talk about this stuff all the time. And so in a fourth turning, that's an 80-year cycle, and it's made up of four 20-year cycles. And so an 80-year cycle, every 80 years it resets. And so it goes something like hard times bring strong men bring good times bring weak men, and weak men bring bad times or hard times. And this starts over because the hard times bring strong men. And it repeats over, and we can see this happening in an 80-year cycle. So just think about Germany. After World War II, the country was completely bombed out, completely torn apart. They had they're the textbook case of hyperinflation. Their currency devalued so fast that it was worth, the money was worth less than wood. They burned money in their fireplace because it was worth less than wood was. And so they had to rebuild Germany, and it was very hard. Those hard times created very strong men. And those strong men built Germany back up into an economic powerhouse. And Germany has been the economic engine of Europe. They're the, you know, the best economy, the biggest economy. They produce the most goods, export the most goods, et cetera. But the problem is those good times created weak men. And then those weak men have created bad times. And so now they've gotten crazy with their policies. They've decided to shut down all their energy because they figured they didn't need it. And so now they shut down all their energy, and now their energy prices have spiked by over 1,000%, and now people can't afford that anymore, and now they don't have any energy, so now they're 100% dependent on Russia, and now that's a big problem, being dependent on Russia. Now they only want to work 30 hours a week, and they have all these social programs, and the whole country's falling apart. These weak men have created bad times. And unfortunately, per this generational theory, those bad times will get so bad that eventually strong men will have to rise up to rescue them out of that. So that's an 80-year cycle. And so on an 80-year cycle, you can see it, there's something called a regime change or a populist uprising every 80 years. And so about 80 years ago was the end of World War II. So there was regime change. We had Hitler, right? Mussolini. And in America, we had FDR and the New Deal. That was a regime change. 80 years before that, Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto. It led to the largest revolution in European history. So that's every 80 years. Now, 84 is really the time frame. 3 times 84 equals 252. So on a 250-year time frame, and this is the big one that we're on right now, every 250 years, there's a political revolution cycle. So 250 years ago was the American and the French Revolution. And the American Revolution, what that symbolized was pushing back on the monarchy, the centralization of the monarchy, and they set up a decentralized government in the United States. The United States is a republic. Not at the time, but it's 50 independent states, a decentralized government instead of a centralized government. 250 years before that was the Protestant Reformation. And that symbolized the same thing, pushing back on the centralization of the church and state and going back to an independent path. And so every 250 years, you see this pendulum swings between centralization and decentralization. Now, we are right now, we just celebrated 4th of July here in the United States, we're 250 years past the last pendulum swing, and we are right now at peak centralization. Now, I want to continue to break all of this down for you, show you what's going on in the world and how it demonstrates we are in that cycle. Most importantly, where we go next. You're listening to The Mark Moss Show, talking about the decentralized revolution, talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and how that's helping to usher in this decentralized revolution. I'm going to be back with that and more in a minute, so don't go away. I'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to The Mark Moss Show, and we talk about each and every week the decentralized revolution, talking about Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, the way the world is changing. And I say that over and over, but you probably don't know what I'm talking about. And so today I am explaining that to you. Now, I just went through setting up the 250-year political revolution cycle. So if you missed it, don't worry. You can just go search The Mark Moss Podcast and get it on demand on any of your podcast players, or go to my YouTube channel, Mark Moss, and just search Mark Moss Cycles, and you'll find all my videos on it there as well. All right, so that's a 250-year political revolution cycle. It's like a pendulum, and it swings back and forth, and it peaks out at peak centralization. Think central planning, think globalization. And then the people reject that. They don't want that anymore. It went way too far. And then the pendulum swings back the other way towards decentralization, and eventually it goes too far. And it swings back the other way. And so I've just walked you through the last 500 years of history. And it tells us that right now today that we would be at peak centralization and that people would reject that peak centralization and the pendulum would swing back. So it tells us that. Now, I think it's apparent for anyone that has a half of a brain and one eyeball open that we are at peak centralization. The world has never been so centralized. The world has never been so centrally planned. And so we have the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization and the World Trade Organization and the World Meteorological Association. We have the IMF and we have the UN and on and on and on and on. We can go through these, but these are all global NGOs, non-government organizations that basically set the policies for the world. The World Economic Forum, setting the policy for the world and what they call stakeholder capitalism. So that means that private businesses should get together with governments and control the world. Not up to democracy, not up for you to vote, but rather to be controlled by them, by the rich, by the elite. That's the World Economic Plan Forum's plan. So you can see that. I don't need to go deep into that. Again, if you want to get more, go watch my videos. I've broken this down extensively. Or I might also recommend read their books. Go to the World Economic Forum website. Go to their website. See what they say. I don't like to repeat what they say because then people think I'm crazy and I have a tinfoil hat. So rather than me try to tell you what they're saying, I would just recommend that you go read it for yourself. But then I'm going to warn you, don't repeat it because then you're going to look like a crazy person. But go to their website, you know, where it talks about that we want people to eat bugs. And that's real. We just saw actually Nicole Kidman, yes, the famous actor, used to be married to Tom Cruise, just made a commercial for them eating bugs. That's their plan. They want us to eat bugs because, you know, cows are bad for the environment, they say. It's important for you to understand the attack vector. So Henry Kissinger used to be the Secretary of State of the United States. He's very influential for the last, whatever, 60, 70 years. He still is today. He said that if you control the food, you control the people, control the energy, you control the continent, control the money, you control the world. Food, energy, money. Let me repeat those again. Food, energy, money. He said that those were the things we had to control. Now, Henry Kissinger was also a professor, and he taught, you won't believe this, he taught Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, who's setting these policies about you not eating meat that, you know, cows grow naturally, eating grass, but no, don't eat those, eat bugs. Let's control the food. Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, wants to say that you'll no longer be able to use your cheap, abundant fuel. Instead, you have to use unreliable wind and solar that they can control. And then the money, they want to introduce the central bank digital currencies. So what were those again? Yeah, food, energy, money. So he studied under Henry Kissinger. It all starts to make sense, right? So we can see that. Now, what does this mean? What are we seeing today? So if you haven't been paying attention, again, go do your own research on this because I want you to go verify this for yourself. But what we're seeing today is an attack on those three things, food, energy, money. So in the United States, what's going on with gas? Energy prices. The gas prices are through the roof. We see the president of the United States tweeting out, well, he's not tweeting, but someone on his staff is tweeting out for him. He went and he's threatening the gas companies to lower their prices. And he said, do it now. Do it now. Because the gas stations I forget how many there are, but they're independent small businesses, gas stations. They make about, on average, about 2 cents per gallon of gasoline as profit. And a lot of times they actually break even or even lose money on a gallon of gasoline because they're trying to get you in to buy a candy bar, some chips, or a soda. That's where they make their profit. They make way more profit on their stuff in their store than they do on gasoline. So they make about 2 cents on average. Sometimes they make none. In the state of California, it wouldn't surprise you that we have the highest taxes on gasoline, but all states tax gasoline, and there's federal taxes on gasoline. In the state of California, between state and federal, there's about 80 cents of tax on a gallon of gasoline, while the gas stations make 2 cents or less. So 2 cents or less for them, 80 cents to the government. But Biden's threatening them. Basically, what he's doing is he's posturing a nationalization or a takeover of the energy industry because supposedly they're not doing enough to bring prices down when it's the government that's doing it. So control the energy, right? Then control the food. So in Europe, this is big news if you haven't seen it, over in Holland right now. The World Economic Forum and the policy leaders have said, you have to, hey, farmers, you have to stop growing food. You have to stop growing, raising cattle because it's bad for the environment. Because per their estimates, the world's going to be destroyed in 100 years. The temperature could be between 1 to 4 degrees hotter. The seas could be up to 3 feet higher in 100 years. Now, I don't know if these people have ever been to Arizona. I've been there many times. It's about 125 degrees in the summer, and people live there. People move there en masse because they have things called air conditioning. So maybe it happens. Maybe it doesn't. They've been wrong on every single projection they've ever made, but maybe it happens, and maybe the temperatures do go up by 4 degrees and we have to get an extra air conditioner in 100 years. But today, the world is going through mass starvation. As a matter of fact, on the United Nations website yesterday, the UN put up an article saying why hunger is a good thing. I covered it in one of my YouTube videos. It got so much pushback, they actually took it down. I was on Fox Business News earlier today, and we covered it on there. But they want to control the food. So they said, per the UN, almost 1 billion people, the number is up 300% in the last 24 months, almost 1 billion people could starve to death. That's per the UN. Almost a billion people, and there's less than 8 billion in the world. So at a time when a billion people could starve to death, they're telling the Dutch farmers that they can't grow food or raise cattle anymore. Well, why would they do that? Wouldn't you think that they would try to get as much food? Now, I'll have you know that in Holland, they're major exporters of food for the rest of the world. They produce food for the world. So at a time when all these people are going to starve to death, wouldn't they want to get more? But no, they don't. Now, the Dutch farmers are not happy about this. And so there's massive protests, kind of like we saw in Canada with the truckers. So now these Dutch farmers, they've put their tractors all over the road. I saw they went and broke into the Air Force base and using their tractors pulled out a jet, and they're blocking roads with the jets. They're blocking the airports with their tractors. They're blocking the borders. They're blocking, even the fishermen now are blocking the ports. I said, fine, you're not going to let us grow our food? You're going to take away our ability to feed ourselves and feed our families? That's always the breaking point throughout history. People can take a lot of abuse. We can take a lot of pain. But when you can't eat or feed your family, it falls apart. And so now we have a billion people that are about to starve to death, and now they're shutting down even more food, and the Dutch farmers are over it. But that is only the beginning. I'm going to cover what else is going on, and then we're going to bring it all the way back to, like I said, this decentralized revolution. What happens? How does the world look like when we get on the other side of this? I'm going to leave you with hope. Don't worry. It's bad, but there is a silver lining, so we'll cover all that and more. Listening to the Mark Moss Show talking, explaining what this decentralized revolution is, how Bitcoin fits in, and so much more. I'll be back with that in a minute, so don't go away. I'll be right back.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL+. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about the decentralized revolution. I say that each and every week, and this week I'm filling you in on what that means. Of course, we're talking about Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, which is the technology that's powering it. Now, real quick, hopefully you've been listening this whole time. If you haven't, don't worry. You can catch me on the podcast. Just search Mark Moss Podcast, and you'll get caught up. Now, I didn't say one thing. We're talking about this 250-year political revolution cycle, but there's also an 80-year financial revolution cycle. So about every 80 years, the financial system gets reset, and about every 50 years, there's a technological revolution. So 50 years technology, 80 years financial, 250 years political. All three of those cycles on different time frames, 250, 80, 50, are all converging right now together. We haven't seen that happen for a few hundred years. That is why this whole world is changing. Now, there's a lot of people talking about the world breaking apart, decentralizing. You got Ray Dalio talking about the changing world order. You got Zoltan Pozsar talking about the new Bretton Woods Agreement. You got Peter Zeihan talking about, you know, this decentralization of the world. But what they all miss is they miss the technology piece of it specifically. And you can't overlook the technology piece because technology is the catalyst that changes the world. If you look back through all of history, it's always technology that's the catalyst for change. And so they've done really good highlighting a lot of things, but I think they've missed that piece. And so you need to look at all three together. And of course, Bitcoin is that decentralized technology. It is that technological revolution that's ushering in this change. But we're talking about this 250-year political revolution cycle today. We talked about how we're at peak centralization and how the people are pushing back. We're done. We're done with this peak centralization. We're done with your policies, and the pendulum will swing back. And eventually it'll go too far the other way and it'll swing back again. So we were talking about how at a time when per the United Nations, they say that almost 1 billion people could starve to death. And you would think that that would be a massive crisis. In my opinion, it would be. It certainly is for those almost billion people. And you would want to do everything you could to try to avert that problem. I would want to, right? And so what would we do? Well, if a billion people are going to starve to death, how could we fix that? Well, we would produce more food. And we would do everything we can to do that as fast as we can. But yet that's not what's happening. What's happening is the central planners, remember peak centralization, the central planners that are planning for the world, for the 8 billion people, those central planners are shutting down food production. Now, I'm not going to get into the why. Look, that's a whole different conversation. They say it's bad for the environment. We can sit here and go round and round and bad for the environment. But let's just say that it is. Let's not argue that. Let's say that it is. So let's take their worst case scenario. It's bad for the environment. It's going to increase the global temperature. And they say it's going to increase the global temperature between 1 to 4 degrees over the next 100 years. Now, first of all, any model that says between 1 and 400, that's a 400 times variance. Any model that has a 400% variance is a bad model. First of all, let's just say that. But even assuming that we have the worst case scenario, let's take it at their worst. If that happens, which all their models have been wrong, so there's we can talk about that. But let's just say that if that happens in 100 years, and potentially the temperatures go up by a few degrees, and the oceans come up by a few feet, that may be bad in 100 years. That may be, they're calling this global apocalypse. But what is a billion people dying today? What is that called? What is it called when half the people in the world today don't even have enough energy to survive? When I say they don't have enough energy, many parts of the world don't even have electricity. Women can't even get ultrasounds for their babies. Babies are born prematurely, and we can't even put them into incubators. People are dying today. A billion people could starve. That's an apocalypse today that we could fix, but nope, the central planners want to shut it down. So the Dutch farmers, they can't grow their food anymore. They can't raise their animals, and they're protesting. Now, again, this is a global decentralization. So these central planners are planning for the entire world. The same central planners, food, remember, attack vectors, food, energy, money. So the same that wanted to attack the energy, like in Germany. The same that wanted to attack the food, like in Holland. All right, but now the whole world is waking up to this. And now we have the Dutch farmers, and they are not going down without a fight. They make the Canadians look like elementary kids. They make the Canadians, and God bless the Canadians. They did a great job. But what the Dutch have done is just at a whole nother level. I mean, they got the whole country involved. The amount of tractors that were on one road made the truckers look like I said, just like a warm-up event. And now it is spreading, and it is spreading in a big way. As a matter of fact, now we have Italian farmers. So now Italian farmers are rising up in protest, threatening to take their tractors to Rome. They said, quote, "We are not slaves. We are farmers," they said. "We cannot make ends meet." So these central planners, controlling the money, controlling the food, controlling the energy, have gotten things to the point so bad, inflation is so high all over the world that people can't even eat anymore. What they're saying right here, we're not slaves. We are farmers. We cannot make ends meet. The central planners haven't been doing a good job. They should have known that you can get away with a lot of things, but you got to let people be able to eat. But they've pushed it too far. And in Holland, it's blowing up. In Italy, it's blowing up. In Rome, we see it happening over here in Poland. And again, go do all your own research. You're not going to see this on CNN. If you jump on Twitter, you'll see boots on the ground people reporting. Now we have it over in Poland. Massive protests going on in Poland. We have it going on in Germany. Even in Germany, they're protesting this. Farmers are joining the Dutch farmers in support against the globalist plans to force through changes that nobody voted for. Did anybody vote to take away all their food so their family could starve? I don't think anybody would have voted for that. The central planners did. The couple of guys, the few dozen people that take their private jets to Davos, to the World Economic Forum meeting, and they sit together and talk about how cool the world would be if they could pull a couple strings, but they don't realize that there's like people like living in another country that are actually affected by this. That's what we're talking about. The world has reached peak centralization. These peaks, the problem with central planning is that central planning always fails because you take a few people somewhere all the way in another part of the world making policies for 8 billion people that they don't know. They don't know those people. They don't know those conditions they're in. They don't know what they want, what's best for them. Who are they to make these decisions? And it has disastrous outcomes every single time, and that's exactly what we're seeing. And again, the decentralized revolution. The world is decentralizing. That's the revolution that we're seeing. The people are rising up. Dutch, in Holland, in Italy, in Poland, in Germany. We've seen it started really in Sri Lanka. So it's been happening through Lebanon, through Iran, through Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is so bad, they defaulted on their bonds, their debt. They couldn't pay their debt anymore. And since the country couldn't pay for their debt, that means they don't have any money and nobody else will loan them any money. And because of that, now Sri Lanka has completely collapsed. And what does that mean they've collapsed? Well, that means they don't have any way to buy oil. There's no fuel. There's no food. There's no electricity. they can't even purchase imported oil because they don't have any money. And the people there are starving. They can't turn their heaters or the air conditioners on. They have no food. What they've done now is they've started rationing it where any gas that they can get, the people aren't allowed to get it. All the gas has to go to the military. We're seeing it in Ecuador. We're seeing it in Peru. We're talking about dozens of countries around the world right now at this very moment while I'm talking to you that are uprising and protesting against central planners, not specifically because they hate central planners. If they understood where that was going, they would. But more specifically, because of the policies that these central planners have put into place and what it's done to them. Per the UN, almost a billion people are going to starve to death, and yet they're restricting people's ability to grow food. I just can't with these people. So we're seeing that. And then on top of that, the world continues to decentralize. Let's talk about that. So now we have nations that are now withholding goods. So now countries that are still able to produce goods that they haven't either, one, taken away their people's ability or they've lost the ability, they're still able to produce goods, they're withholding. So they're saying, well, shoot, the world's getting so bad, I better save what I have. I'm not going to export it to the rest of the world lest I run out. So I'm going to save what I have. And we're talking about big countries. We're talking about India, Russia, China. We're talking about big countries withholding goods. It's going to have a big effect. We're going to talk about that more. We're going to talk about the way the financial system is changing. And then, of course, we're going to talk about the hope on the other side, how to navigate through this. You're listening to The Mark Maw Show, talking about the decentralized revolution being led by Bitcoin. We got that in more in a minute, so don't go away. I'm going to be right back.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to The Mark Maw Show. I say each and every week, we're talking about the decentralized revolution being led by Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and we talk about the way the world is changing through politics, finance, and technology. And the reason why we talk about through politics, finance, and technology is because three revolutionary cycles that are converging, a 250-year political revolution cycle, an 80-year financial revolution cycle, and a 50-year technological revolution cycle. Three are converging right now, which explains why the world is so crazy and tells us where it's going. And today, I am breaking it all down for you, why we talk about the decentralized revolution and what those three cycles are. If you've missed it, I'm sorry. I'm not going to repeat it all, but you can catch it on the Mark Moss podcast. So just go ahead and search that. Look it up on the iHeartRadio app or on wherever you get your podcast. And if you want to know even more in depth on this, I've talked about this for hours and hours and hours with charts and graphs and everything else. You can just go on to my YouTube channel. Just search Mark Moss YouTube and search Mark Moss Cycles. You'll find lots of podcasts. I've been on explaining it, lots of videos, etc. So back to where we're at here. Peak centralization. These central planners have put in disastrous policies, potentially see a billion people starve to death this year. And yet they still want to restrict food even more, which is insane. We don't have enough energy in the world. People are dying every single day because they don't have energy, and yet they want to restrict our energy. It just doesn't make any sense to me. The only way it makes sense is you have to believe that these people don't believe, they don't want human flourishing. I'm going to pause so you can just think about that for a second. Because what happens is most people continue to think that everyone is good and everybody wants the best. And so, like, you know, the Fed's going to have to turn the money back on. They don't want the markets to crash, do they? So that has a bias that assumes that they want to save the market. But what if they don't? You think these central planners want what's best, but want what's best for who? Do they want human flourishing? Because if they wanted human flourishing, you would think they would do more policies that would help people. So when there's people starving to death, you think they would try to give them more food, not less. When there's people dying because they don't have energy, the goal would be to give them more energy so they don't die and not restrict it even more. And I've gone back and forth on this a lot myself. Is this just ignorance or is it evil? And I would say there's some of both. Some people are just completely ignorant to this. They haven't really taken the time to think through this. But I think most of it is just evil. You know, the Avengers, a lot of times people believe, and you can tell me where you lay on this, but people believe a lot of Hollywood is, we know a lot of Hollywood today is propaganda, trying to get you to, you know, change your viewpoints and change your minds. A lot of people think that Hollywood is also, you know, trying to condition or desensitize us, but also kind of condition us or desensitize to what's coming in the future. And so when you see movies like The Avengers, right, and you have the bad guy, I think his name was Thanos. What was his name, Dan? Thanos. And he had to kill half the world in order to save the other half. It was weird they put that into the movie, and it seems like maybe that's where we're at today, which is why yesterday the UN, on the UN's website, put up an article said that hunger is actually a good thing. Now, after massive backlash, they took it down. But if you just Google, or don't use Google, use like DuckDuckGo. If you search it, you'll find the article because a lot of people screen grabbed it. I have videos covering that. But anyway, so now at the time when these central planners are causing all this problem, the central planning, the people are pushing back. They're rejecting the central planning. And it's getting worse. As I said, now we have Russia, China, Europe, India. They said they're not going to export supplies anymore. We see... the majority of potash fertilizer comes from Russia. We need, of course, fertilizer to grow food. So if you don't have fertilizer, you don't have food. Well, Russia won't export any more of the potash fertilizer. China makes phosphate fertilizer. They're not shipping that. Europe doesn't produce, they make nitrogen fertilizer, which they don't produce right now because they don't have any natural gas, which they've decided not to get their natural gas out of the ground because of climate change. So they won't get the natural gas, they don't have fertilizer, and if they don't have fertilizer, they don't have food. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. India says they're not going to export supplies anymore. China is rumored to be doing something called quote-unquote stealth warfare, where they're withholding production from the United States, so we get a majority of imports from China, and they're not exporting anymore. And so all that's happening. And then we have the entire global financial system breaking apart. So remember, we talked about the 250-year political revolution cycle, but there's an 80-year financial revolution cycle. So 80 years ago, we had the Bretton Woods Agreement, 1944. Under the Bretton Woods Agreement, the entire world got together and agreed on a new monetary system where the United States dollar would be backed by gold and all the currencies of the world would be backed to the dollar. So there was this agreed upon monetary system. Well, that's 80 years ago. There's a revolution happening. And now the financial system is breaking apart. So the United States has been over aggressive and they've been kicking everybody out of the payment network, including Russia, including what's known as Russia. And the BRICS nations, that's BRICS, that stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South America, have formed their own trade groups. They've been going for a long time, but now all these other nations are joining the BRICS trade group, including recently Iran, Argentina. The BRICS nations now make up half of the world's population, and they're not allowed into the U.S. dollar SWIFT system payment network, and they've created their own payment network. So I'm just kind of showing you all of these things that show us that this we're at peak centralization and it's failing and the world is breaking apart. The financial system of the world is breaking apart. Politically, it's breaking apart. We have regime changes. All these nations are collapsing right in front of our very eyes. I listed them off for you. They're all collapsing. The people are protesting. They're overthrowing their governments. The financial system is being reset. We saw today or this week, we saw basically the UK. The UK government completely fell apart. Now, when I say it completely fell apart, I mean it completely fell apart. What do I mean by that? Well, big news is that Boris Johnson resigned. Boris Johnson resigned, and he was basically forced to resign because there was the biggest mass resignation in history. The people working under him in the government would no longer work for him. More than 50 people on the government payroll resigned in protest to the prime minister. 50 people. It's never been seen before. 26 ministers stepped down. Now, to put that into context, the most ministers that had ever resigned under another PM before was five. That was the highest number. Now we have 28. And then 50 more people had resigned that were on government payroll. The UK, it collapsed. It fell. Do you see what's happening? This is the decentralized revolution. The world has become centralized. One world government, you know, the UN, the WEF organizing the world. But it's all starting to break apart. It's happening in the United States as well. The Obama-Biden administration is along with the Davos Euro group, the globalists. But now we even have like the Fed breaking apart from the presidential administration. And we're seeing it happen all over. We're seeing it in the United States with the states. So now states, the Supreme Court is giving a lot of power back to the individual states, which is a good thing in my opinion. That's the way it's supposed to be. We're a republic, and we should have the states be independent, but that's breaking apart the U.S. So you can see this happening all over. Now, I'm running out of time here. So how do you navigate this? Well, one, you have to understand what's going on. So that's the first thing. So hopefully this helps understand what's going on. You need to understand the attack is on your food, money, and energy. Food, money, energy. That's the attack. So you need to secure food, money, energy. I like to secure myself with Bitcoin. I believe it's the best security for our money, Bitcoin. Food and energy, secure your own food and energy. Depending on where you're at, you're probably going to have some power outages. So do you have solar? Do you have generators? Don't wait until you need them. Get them before. Food. Are you able to source your own food? Do you know local farmers? Do you grow any of it yourself? Do you have some stockpiled? Now, it depends on where you're at in the world. In the United States, we're probably not going to be starving to death, but there could be shortages. There could be periods where you don't get what you want. And you can beg and be at the whim of these people and eat their bugs, or you can be secure with your own food. Now, you think that's a hyperbole and that's a joke, but just go search Nicole Kidman in her video, Eating Bugs. That's what they want, and go on the World Economic Forum website and just read it. Read it for yourself so I don't sound crazy because I don't want to tell you. But secure your money, secure your food, secure your energy, and of course, stay tuned to this show where I'll keep you up to date and walk you through this as it happens. You're listening to The Mark Moss Show, talking about the decentralized revolution, talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, how they change the world. Hopefully that helps you out, and that's what I got for today. Thanks for listening.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.